Hey guys, Ashley Daniels here for another recap of The Real Housewives of New York. You'll never believe who gets married tonight. Tune in.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Call the chapel and we're gonna get married.
I can't believe we're doing this for dogs, but this is so good.
Spoiler!
It's such a great song. It always reminds me of that movie, Father of the Bride, which I cry every time.
I'm
sure everybody who listens to our recap has seen that movie, because that just like goes with like...
Absolutely.
I don't know. We all love... If you love The Real Housewives, you probably love that movie, so I'm sure you saw it. Hey, guys, I'm Ashley Daniels here tonight for another recap of The Real Housewives of New York. You can tweet me at Ashley Daniels with my gorgeous, gorgeous hosts, starting with my right...
Like an ego boost I needed for the night. Hi, it's Megan Stecher, and I would love if you'd tweet me at Megan Stecher. It's M-E-G-A-N-S-T-E-C-H-E-R.
And this is Lindsay here. You guys can tweet me at Lindsay Wegner. That's L-Y-N-D-S-E-Y-W-E-G-N-E-R.
Fern Rone here. You can tweet me at Fern Rone.
Sorry.
We were trying to let Lindsay know she had a little bit of lipstick. We were so obvious.
Do the trick. Sorry, now we did the trick. We're good.
I don't even know what that was. You should just go like this.
No, you know the lipstick trick.
I do that.
Mm-hmm, I do that too.
So that it comes out on your finger, not on your teeth. I did not do that before being on air.
I guess I forget to lick my fingers often. That's what I'll be doing. Yeah, I'll be like in the middle of the grocery store.
Rookie mistake. Yeah. Thanks, ladies.
Okay, so tonight's episode was... I'm going to be honest, it was a disappointment for me. I mean, I'm a huge fan of this show, and I wait every hump day to watch it. So when tonight's episode came on, I honestly was disappointed. How did you guys feel? Mm-hmm. Did you love it?
It was a little underwhelming again. Mm-hmm. Yes.
It kind of was, like, a little fun to see other things happening than big throwdown fights, but I think we're so addicted to them at this point. Every single episode has been building and building and building. So now it felt like... Nothing happened. But I did enjoy seeing Jules' storyline with the juice, but...
I was going to say with the Jews. I was like, what?
Well, yeah, that's juice. All she talks about is being Japanese and Jewish. So. Yeah, the juice line, but...
Yeah, I thought it was just slow. Yeah. And like, you're like, nothing happened. It felt like other housewife shows that were like used to that every week. I'm not used to that with New York. I'm used to like being like, oh, another great episode.
Yeah. And we kept saying, oh, okay, this next scene. Oh, this is going to be
you
it.
Guys yeah. did. You optimistic fools.
there was nothing. There was no real excitement. Except, I guess the most exciting part for me was seeing Toast.
Yeah, we love
that
Toast.
That was honestly my... exciting point.
We're spoiled now. We've seen, you know, the best episodes already, so tonight was... I knew it wasn't going to be amazing. I don't know which housewife it was. I think it may have been Ramona. Somebody said, you should watch tonight's episode. It's a great episode, or it's a good episode. Just something that was just kind of like they had to say.
Generic.
Yeah, it was very generic, and when I read that, I was like, oh no, it doesn't look like it's going to be a very good episode tonight. Mm-hmm. Just the way it was tweeted. I don't know who it was. I'll go back, but it was one of the girls. Doesn't matter anyway. We're going to recap it. We still love them, and I mean, I would rather it be a dull episode than no episode at all, so I'm like, yes, at least we still have it. I don't know. Tonight was interesting to see Bethany and, you know, her health issues, and if anything, I'm happy that it came out because maybe it will help somebody else who's going through that, and I'm sure a lot of people that maybe don't know what's going on with them that unfortunately are dealing with the same thing. Maybe they were going to skip going to the doctors and now they're going to be like, oh, I should go to the doctor. So maybe this could be an episode, if anything, that helps people. You know, that's a good thing.
Good point. Mm-hmm.
It's a good way to look at it, actually. Way to be positive about it.
Silver lining.
That is a good point, because she was on GMA this morning talking about it, and so people who don't watch the show but saw GMA, it's
Same thing on her radio show today. So.
Oh, yeah? Okay. Yeah. Any updates on her and Wendy, by the way? Do we hear anything?
No, I checked Wendy's show.
Me too. Nothing.
I was away for the whole weekend, so I didn't see Wendy respond at all the day after she said that, or Monday. So
damn, the best way to get rid of that type of stuff is not to talk about it.
Yeah, exactly.
Smart. Okay, so Dorinda and Jules, we see them meeting uptown. This is after Carol goes for her dog picture photo shoot. And then we see Dorinda and Jules meeting uptown, discussing Sonia's not coming and discussing how much they love Sonia. Dorinda says she spoke to Tom's ex. This was interesting.
This was interesting.
What do you guys think about that, Lindsay? You want to elaborate on this?
Okay, so she spoke to Tom's ex and said that Tom and Ramona only went out once. Now, we've all kind of been talking about this and how he's dated Ramona. We found out that he's been sleeping with Sonia up until recently. But now it's been mentioned that he only went on one date with Ramona, and Ramona was saying it was seven. And I've been saying from the beginning that Ramona's lying about this. They're making it up or embellishing it, and we all know that that clearly now is very true. I don't think he's a bad guy. I don't like the fact that he's he could potentially be calling his ex.
Right.
Saying he loves her.
And what's going on with his love life? That's what's fishy to me.
Very good question.
That's what's fishy to me.
And he could be saying, they could have gone out on seven dates and he could have said to the ex, it was no big deal, I don't like her, it was one date. So then poor Ramona could have been telling the truth for once.
True. Good point.
And now she looks like a fool.
That's rare. We all know, and it got mentioned like later on that Ramona just glows and blurts things out. So it very easily could have just been something that she just said, and now she's got to follow the,
right.
I went on seven dates, I said it, I went on it. And we met at McDonald's one day in line, and that was one of our dates. Like, you know, like, whoever said that, but...
Yeah, but the bigger problem is, why does he still talk to his ex?
Right? Correct, weird. Correct. That never gets cleared up for us via Dorinda, so it's like, well, that's still fishy. Is this the ex that got the gold bracelet that he calls
him? That's what I'm assuming.
Yes. So awkward.
See, we just need 5 minutes with him sitting right in this couch so we can just get a gauge on who he is, because if he's that really jolly type of guy that's just like friendly with everyone and doesn't have a problem with anyone, maybe we could be like, okay, he's so friendly, like he's still friends with his ex, and I don't know, he's just one of those guys that doesn't have any confrontation. Like, I gotta get a feel for his personality, because just hearing someone that buys stuff for their ex and is friends with their ex, automatically we all think like douchebag, but maybe he's a really just nice guy that doesn't have a problem with anyone. I don't know. We need to get a little more info on it.
Why do should come in.
Why do we think he hasn't been on camera?
I've never seen a sit down interview with him, or I've never got to sit down with him myself. I just feel like,
but just that one dinner. Why haven't we seen more of him?
Maybe he doesn't want to. I mean, I think it's smart of him, because it seems like he's a lot of skeletons in the closet. I think being on camera would lend itself to those skeletons coming right out. So.
We were talking about this earlier. We were talking about earlier, because, you know, Real Housewives of New Jersey is coming back. We were talking about the case that Teresa, the twins' mother, actually did sleep with the husband, if that really did happen, which, whatever, why would you ever go on camera in the first place and release that? So we were just... I'm sure anybody who watches New York Housewives watches Jersey, so... You guys know what I'm talking about.
Shout out! Can't wait for it to come back!
So I'm starting to get all excited for it. But I was just trying to figure out, like, why do people go on the air if they have some info and some stuff that they don't want to get?
I mean, look, no one's perfect. And I feel like everybody probably has something embarrassing they want to hide. But it's so weird how it all comes out. It's so weird to me how people who have the worst secrets go on these shows. But it's such good TV, so I can't not watch. So, sorry.
Sorry. Has TV around. So, Ramona and Sonia, they're back. Lucy and Ethel are back. Yay! Well, Lucy and Lucy, we don't want to insult anybody. And they're just chilling, having a good time, having some laughs. And Ramona, the apologizer again, tries to help someone else learn to apologize. In this case, Sonia. She goes as far as actually trying to show her what it would be like by kind of getting a feel for Bethany's demeanor, standing up and being like, okay, I'll pretend I'm Bethany and you try to apologize to me. Did we think that do we think that she had a good gauge on Bethany's character and demeanor?
Yes.
Yeah?
I thought it was so funny.
We didn't think
a little
Ramona Crazy Eyes was in there too, though?
I think she's such a character of herself to begin with that it's hard for her to imitate anybody else. So it was like a little awkward, but it was pretty good for Ramona.
I thought the vocals. She really had Bethany's cadence down. Yeah. I thought it was very funny.
I thought it was great.
Yeah.
It's a good impression.
It was really funny.
Made Ramona likable.
Yeah.
It's really funny to have Ramona coaching anyone on apologizing.
She's really been doing that a lot
this
season, which is hilarious.
If we could have a mentor, out of all the housewives, if all of us could pick one person that would become our mentor, who would it be? Starting with you, Fern.
Carol.
Okay.
I kind of...
Megan, we have Lindsay.
Oh, I'm sorry.
She said Carol so quickly.
You said Carol too.
Oh, yeah. I jumped on the couch.
I'm so excited. Poor Lindsay's like, oh, not me.
No, I actually cut Fern off.
I want to say Carol. Because I think I want to adopt her like chill vibes, and I love her style, but she's so relaxed of a person. I don't know if she would have, if she would view herself as a teacher and teach me much. Like I'd have to be like following her around, asking so many questions, and she I think she'd find it annoying and be like, "Do you want to just get some coffee?" You know, she's so chill.
Yeah, you're right.
So I think that I would maybe get the most from Bethany, because she assaults you with information you don't even want.
Good point.
I would learn the most from Bethany.
High five, girl.
Or Sonia.
I am with you.
I would love Bethany. Like a Sonia, like, internship.
Me too. I would love to be her intern.
Yes.
Yeah, I feel like Carol, you would just have to observe and learn from her, but Bethany would be like, this is what you're doing wrong.
If I could pick a housewife altogether, I'd pick Jill Zarin.
What do you mean altogether?
Like, pick from the old housewives, I would choose Jill.
Oh, gee.
Really? Why?
Really?
Because I think she's just... She's got the kids. She's got the husband she's been with now for forever. You know, she's got a successful business. Her daughter is doing great. Like, I just feel like her life is on track. And she's like, you know what? The Housewives, New York, no more. It's fine. I'm good without it. She's not sitting here complaining. Mm. She's doing well on her own.
Why not? It's weird to revisit season one because she was like the Bethany of season one. Like, she would verbally assault everyone with like, no, this is how it is. And to see Bethany sit back and be surprised by someone talking so fast and taking control of a situation so fast. It's like, what? Jill, really? You forget how powerful Jill was.
Mm-hmm.
So, good one. Yeah.
I say Bethany, too, but I'm already so neurotic. I feel like if I had Bethany as my mentor, I don't think I would be able to function.
We'd all be off the rails.
We would be insane. We'd be a lot smarter, though. Okay. So, Carol and Bethany meet for drinks, and they discuss the circumstance from the previous week where Bethany met up with Luann, and she says, you know, she just wouldn't let me get a word in. And then they're discussing Bethany's health problems. Carol says she likes Sonia when she doesn't drink, and she would like to see her on the trip to Mexico. I liked seeing Carol actually speak up a little bit and not just kind of go with the flow. Mm-hmm. I really liked that part, but just because it's so rare that she does that, where she's not just kind of just... But not causing anything different, not trying to say something different, just kind of.
But don't you think Bethany's comment about Sonia and Luann having whole bag moments?
I missed that.
I wrote that down because I was like, whole bag moments.
What was she saying? She doesn't want them both on the trip because they have whole bag moments.
Isn't that why we watch the show? Like, Bethany, we watch you have your meltdowns and yell at everyone. We also watch because they have whole bag moments. But I watch for these vacations where they're
so you can see who they're hooking up with and whatnot.
And I don't mind it. And I'm not slut shaming like Bethany is. Like at this point, it's slut shaming. She keeps claiming it's not, but like it is.
Right. Is that the reason you don't want them to go?
She
doesn't want them to go because she doesn't like Luann.
Exactly.
She's mad at Sonia. And she can't get over it.
Breaking news. Did you guys see the page six that Sonia's restaurant got it? First of all, it's going to be a whole restaurant called Tipsy Girl, and it's going to be a chain of them. And the awning is up in one location in New York City.
Okay, I Googled R-H-O-N-Y all day and then went to the news portion. That didn't come up once, that's insane.
I think this came out on page six last week after...
Is that credible?
The episode air.
Are we really? Is that super credible? Because I also saw something, it was the photo.
Ramona
can't cut a cake. It was like a random everyday person's photo
on Instagram. Like, oh my God. Look at this on.
I'll be in New York actually next week for I think a day or two. I'm going to go out if it's
exciting.
There.
Dang. Let me keep looking on my phone. I'll tell you where it was.
I love you. You always have the best gossip. Okay. So in the meantime, we have Jules and Michael meeting about the juice. So make sure I get that out because not that she's Jewish.
Oh, here we go. 45 West 8th Street in New York. I don't know what neighborhood that is, but where's the photo?
God.
Zoom in. It's literally, remember how she said it was like.
So it's a blue awning and says Tipsy Girl, and yeah.
How she said it was going to be restaurants.
I don't think they can see that. We'll tweet it right now. Can you tweet it? So Jules and Michael are meeting up, and they're meeting up with Larry Prager, who is Jules' best friend's husband. Big food guy. And apparently behind Michael's back, she's been creating this juice line passed down from generation to generation. She's really proud of herself. I was wondering if this is how she's so slim, because she seems like she does this a lot, where she drinks these drinks or something. She was like, you could...
One of them mentioned tonic or a cleanser.
Cleanser, yeah. Cleanser. I don't mean that's... If you're doing that a lot, I mean, I would think that you probably are like...
Going to lose weight. Yeah, absolutely.
Probably cleaning out your system.
It's like, yeah, like a juice cleanse.
Yeah, I mean, if that's not going to sell you on losing a few pounds, I don't know what will. Like, you see her drinking that all day. It's like, but wow, if it works for her.
She said she finally feels like she would be accomplished about this, though, and that it'd be something that he would be impressed with and show him that she's capable and smart.
That was so sad.
So it
like,
sounds
this is
like
how you impress your husband.
Exactly. Yeah. He should already be proud of you. You should already be confident in how he feels about exactly. you. It's very weird. Right.
It sounds like she feels like he's dismissive mm-hmm. of her.
Yeah.
Aww. Didn't he say, like, this is, like, cheating? He mentioned the word yes. cheating. Well,
he made a joke about it.
Yeah. Because it was behind his back.
He's I mean, shocked crazy. That she did this all without his knowledge, which is weird.
I don't know. That's so weird to me that she did do this without his knowledge. But at the same time, it's not like she was going door to door trying to get... Maybe she was, but it seems almost like she had a connection. Yeah. She had an in. She's on the show. She used that as leverage. And, you know, still good for her. At least she did it. Mm-hmm. But, you know, it's not like it was like years and years, I would think, where he just happened to not see all of this work. Maybe he's never around. I don't know. You guys let me know what you whoever's listening in and watching, because I'm curious if you think this is something that was easily hidden or if it was something where it was like she's like door to door all day, like, try my drink, try this out, like...
It sounds like she probably sent them the recipes, mm-hmm. and they made it, and they were testing them. And then they probably sent her designs for the bottle, right. and she approved them. It probably wasn't like she was flying different places to
right.
mm-hmm. test her juices.
Well, I looked up this company.
How do you say it? Modern Alchemy?
Alchemy. I looked it up when she was new on the show, and it's... like, the face of the company is her and that man's wife. Like, I guess maybe that was part of the stipulation that, like, the two of them were the face of the company and, like, splitting the profits and the whole thing. Even though it's her, like, family recipe. Like, this guy's bankrolling everything. Yes. So it's probably part of the contract. Like, well, my wife's 50-50 with you, mm-hmm. or we're 50-50 yes. with you. So
she'll probably be housewife crazy next season.
Point. I think when it was Chloe. Someone mentioned the name Chloe.
Oh, okay.
I just can't believe that now we're seeing, obviously, the divorce. And, you know, today the news came out, or it was basically that Jules, there was cops around the apartment. And the lawyer for Michael came out and said something about how the cops, you know, were called by Jules a couple times. And that this is all ploy to kind of get her own place, keep the place for herself, and how there was no cheating, actually, on his end. And a lot of things going back and forth by his lawyer. And just, it's a sticky, really bad situation. And it's interesting that she mentions on tonight's episode how she would love to have her own money. She doesn't have to ask him for money.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know, she can take care of herself. And it was almost like, it was just eerie. It's just these last 2 weeks are
foreshadowing.
Yeah. I don't know. Do you guys feel like it was foreshadowing a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder how it is for
when
her to watch
she
it.
Said, like, it's one thing in the interviews and things have actually already happened and you don't know how much later they're taping it, but to his face, she said, "You might ask for half of my shit one day." Mm. And I was like, oh boy. So there's so much tension already. Just to know that they're already getting divorced, but they said that before. Oh, it's just like, too much.
Do you think she'll be back on the episode, on the season next season now because this is all happening?
Could be. Before, I would have said absolutely not.
Yeah. And last week, I had this theory that it was all fake so she could sell her juices, but reading everything that was in the post, mm-hmm. it seems messy. It seems real and messy, which is really sad.
Yeah.
And I heard that, like, people say all kinds of terrible things about it. Like, their lawyers coax them to do it so that they get more of, you know, more money or more property or more kids, you know, more time with their kids. But none of it's true. The lawyers just coax you into doing it. I don't know how true that is, but I would believe it.
That's so, like, emotionally damaging.
I know. Because the kids are in the middle.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Horrible. So we see Bethany and Dorinda at Home Goods, and I love Home Goods.
Me too.
I got excited. They were shopping.
It's like a Target. You go there and you can never leave.
That was a good Home
Don't go there broke. It's so depressing.
It was a good one.
Right? Like that pizza slicer.
Mm-hmm. Everything. It's just, that was a really nice Home Goods, by the way.
Yes.
That's a really nice Home Goods.
The best one I've ever seen.
And Dorinda's renovating her apartment or cleaning it out. Bethany's helping her. And they're walking by. You can see Bethany's really weak and not looking so good. And they're talking about Luann and the situation with her, you know, kind of interrupting and inviting herself. And now Bethany has to uninvite someone who was never invited in the first place. And she says Luann lives in her own myth. And I don't know. I just found this portion, you know, we already kind of know. Yeah, it's repetitive.
The only thing that stuck to me was Bethany saying, like, I have to disinvite her now. Which at the end of last week, I didn't realize she was going to go ahead and say, like, I'm going to disinvite Luann now. Right. So that was kind of the only thing I got out of it.
Yeah, we didn't really know if she was going to go or not after she invited herself.
Mm-hmm. Well, we've seen Bethany tell Carol the same thing, and now Dorinda the same thing. Yeah. And it's like she's going around and making the rounds saying, so this is what Luann did. So this is what I have to do now. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So it feels repetitive.
Mm-hmm. Anybody get really uncomfortable when you saw Bethany get weaker and weaker and carrying more and more things and pushing more and more things?
Cart.
And then she had like the big stair thing. And then she had the cart. And she's like, oh, I just was like, can someone help her? Yeah. I mean, somebody? Anybody?
And then they just dropped everything, didn't buy anything, and rushed to the car. It was like, oh, God. And I'm like, no, the linens! You had everything left out!
She had it on hold.
Dorinda's like, oh, hold, this is my whole new guest room. Hold this for me. I'll be back in an hour.
Yeah.
Dorinda is such a good friend. I feel like if it was Luann, she would be like, all right, let me buy this stuff. Like, see you later. Dorinda's such a good friend.
But she just dropped everything. Mm-hmm.
And she mentioned at some point, you know, having a significant other or a mother, somebody that would go and cancel that trip on behalf of Bethany, and how she knows that no one's going to go canceling that trip for her on behalf of her. And I think Dorinda knew, like, Bethany really, as wealthy as she is and as much as she has, she really doesn't have somebody just watching over her, taking care of her. Mm-hmm. You know, it's even a dad. Like, it's just, it's really sad. And her daughter's so young, obviously. So I was really, really happy to see Dorinda there. And also, as you guys know, when you go to the doctor, sometimes you don't hear everything. It was a really good point she made, that Dorinda got to listen to everything. Mm-hmm. And, you know.
Yeah, sometimes it's like too much information, a lot of words you've never heard. Uh-huh. So
scary.
Yeah.
So then we have Jules' house, and she's ordering from some website.
Priv.
Some blowouts and makeup. Yeah, Priv.
It's an app, right, where you schedule when they come,
like,
or something?
Glam Squad?
I felt like it was scheduled in another way, and they just pretended, like, they did the up close to the phone where she clicked on it because it was, like, promotion, but really, like, Priv, it's not like these people showed up and then they had cameras on them and they had, like, signed a release. They already knew they were going to Jules' house, I think. Sorry to spoil it, but I'm just trying to get the real lowdown and everything.
It's true.
And basically, they talk about the dogs and her vagina issue. A lot of vagina issues tonight.
How ridiculous. A one little cut.
I can't.
Oh, my God.
And it turned into, like, needing a catheter.
And the pictures.
And then she showed Sonia.
I just don't understand.
No, I had a friend.
Looked at it.
I had a friend have a vaginal swelling issue, and she had never had anything wrong in that region before. So I come home from being a class in college, I walk in the door, I just walk up the stairs, like, from class, no big deal, and she's standing at the top of the stairs hysterically crying, and she rips down her pants in front of me and is like, what's wrong with me? I need to go to the doctor. And I mean, I'll never forget it. It's so horrifying.
Are a good friend.
I don't know why anybody would take a picture of that.
It's like a train wreck. You're like,
of course, Sonia was into it, of course.
Oh, yeah.
It didn't faze her at all.
No, it really didn't.
Sonia was probably thinking, you know, in 1989, I had an incident kind of similar.
I just can't. I can't. The amount of vagina issues tonight. But they're talking about discussing how to apologize to Bethany, and the dogs are playing, and that was, I think. And then, also, we want to obviously mention that Bethany had to go to the doctor's, and she left really quickly, unless I think Megan mentioned that.
Yeah.
But then Bethany and Dorinda are back at Bethany's, and they're discussing what the issue was, and I guess Bethany lost 10% of her blood. Her cervix was enlarged to the point where you'd have a child? Like, is that how big it was, God, they said? Something like childbearing size?
Yeah. They have to remove the fibroids because it basically, it's just swelling her uterus.
Oh, I feel so bad. It's like a scary, I mean, she's got those assistants that are around too, so it's like, but that's a scary feeling to know you have to maybe get a hysterectomy. That's an option. And Dorinda really did step up and help her, and I could tell it really, really meant a lot to her. I was surprised Carol didn't know later on in the night, because I feel like Bethany tells Carol everything, and Carol was,
and would have called to tell her.
Yeah, yeah. Exactly.
Unless because she knew she had the event going on for the wedding.
Oh.
Bethany waited.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, like, sometimes if you're like, oh, my friend has, like, a really fancy dinner, I'm not going to call and ruin their dinner.
or she was just so weak and tired, like, she didn't think mm-hmm. about telling somebody anything. She, like, can you just let me know? I'm going to go to sleep. I was wondering what that was, too, a while back. I remember on her Snapchat, she was, like, laying down, really not feeling yeah. well. Flowers were everywhere, so... and then we have the dog wedding. Amanda Hearst's dog, Finn, got married to the Fat Jew's dog. Yes, this time it is Jewish dog. Mm-hmm. Fat Jewish or mm-hmm. Fat Jews?
The Fat Jewish dog.
Toast. Got married to Amanda Hearst's dog, Finn? Mm-hmm. Is that correct? Okay. And there was a Marquesa gown that was worn.
Gorgeous.
Prettier dress than we've ever had in our lives. And the wedding was beautiful.
Beautiful.
I can't believe I watched a dog wedding tonight. Oh, I'm not really sure how to...
I mean,
I'm glad it was charity, obviously.
Nicer than, like, my wedding's ever going to be. Yeah,
exactly. It was nicer than my wedding, I'm married.
I'm just glad money was raised for this...
$10,000, that's fantastic.
Yeah, hopefully more is...
It looked like it cost so much more.
We were saying it looked like it cost $10,000, but one of you guys mentioned it probably was all...
Yeah, because they probably didn't feed people, right? Unless it was just, like, hors d'oeuvres and past, like, Prosecco or mm-hmm. something.
The place looked really nice. Where I miss where
gorgeous.
It was.
Gorgeous. I don't know. It was gorgeous.
I forget, too.
I don't know if they said, yeah.
Everything was beautiful.
Yeah.
Sonia's dog didn't come because Sonia said that with social anxiety and gets all like Ramona. It was really funny. And did you see that?
We don't have it.
Yeah, we don't have
it. Oh, I have it.
Oh, she's got it. Oh, we've got it.
And we've got a special delivery. All
right. So it was interesting. Once again, how many times was it? Over three times that Jules mentioned she was Asian. She says, I'm so Asian, I have to take so many photos.
I have to take so many photos. Oh, I'm so Asian.
And she said, I'm so Asian about the juice thing earlier.
And then she also had Jewish guilt over something.
Mm-hmm. And Jewish guilt, right.
Yeah.
Right.
They should have a little timer in the corner. Mm-hmm. You know what?
It's
Andy probably,
game.
Yes, on Watch What Happens Live, don't you think in a certain,
I bet you.
Like by a certain episode, he'll do like a little counter of how many times mm-hmm. she says.
Yes.
Or maybe it'll be like a vignette at the reunion.
Yes. Yes.
You know how everybody gets their own little like yes. 2-minute funny
She'll
thing?
She'll definitely get
hers
that.
Will be about her being Jewish.
Oh,
and Asian.
That'll be all they have to talk about anyway. Mm-hmm. So.
Yep. It was interesting. Dorinda told everybody that the trip was canceled, and Ramona's reaction was something about a bikini.
She was packed, and she had outfits picked out already, so she was kind of upset about this.
Yeah, how do you guys feel about that? Do you think
her friend is, like, suffering.
Yeah. How do you guys feel about Dorinda telling everybody?
Well, she told Bethany she was going to tell everybody.
I think Bethany probably said tell everyone.
Okay.
Yeah, I feel like, well, she even mentioned, she was like, you know, like, I'll let her tell you the details, but obviously it didn't go so well today, and she wanted everybody to know that that's why it was canceled, probably so she didn't have to also, Bethany wouldn't have to call each person and mm-hmm. redo the whole
sure.
story.
Mm-hmm.
But
if they're good friends, they're going to call anyway, and you're going to have to retell the story.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
No matter what.
Exactly.
Well, we know Bethany had to spend 3 days flat on her back recovering from her, what is it, myectomy? But too bad she didn't get to do it on a Casper mattress. Guys, think about it being the middle of the night and you wake up drenched in sweat, which I often do. It's super hot here right now in LA. So you crank up the AC to try to keep cool. But honestly, we all cannot afford that. So get rid of that heat-trapping mattress and upgrade to a Casper. You'll be sleeping cool as the other side of the pillow every night. Casper was invented with two high-tech foams that guarantee you sleep cool and comfortable with all the support you need. In fact, Time magazine named the Casper mattress one of the best inventions of 2015. Their new sheets and pillow are just as comfortable. Together, they were designed to create the perfect sleep environment so you stay cool and balanced all night. Your Casper mattress ships free. What? Free in a box so small you won't believe it holds a mattress, making it so simple to get from your front door to your bedroom. And that's the hardest part, right?
Yep.
Best of all, you can try it in your home for 100 nights risk-free. Guys, that's longer than like 3 months.
I know,
right?
That's insane.
If you don't love it, they'll pick it up and refund everything. Well, you can't lose there.
No, you really can't.
Discover why you'll love Casper mattresses. Try it in your home for 100 nights with free shipping and returns. Go to casper.com/afterbuzz and use code AFTERBUZZTV for $50 towards the purchase of your mattress. That's casper.com/afterbuzz. And the code word is AFTERBUZZTV. You'll get $50 towards the purchase of your mattress.
Yay! I'll tell you, my AC broke last week, and I would have loved that.
Oh, my gosh.
It was the heat wave. It was literally torture.
That's horrible.
We had the career seminar the next day here, and I didn't sleep the whole night before because I was so drenched in sweat, mm-hmm. so hot. It was hotter in my apartment than it was outside. Yeah. It was torture. Mm-hmm. I couldn't even drive my car. I felt drunk the next day because I didn't sleep and I was so hot. So I wouldn't really like
it's
that mattress.
It's been so hot everywhere, I feel it was torture. Like, the past few weeks.
But, you know, I'll tell you, regarding the situation tonight with Bethany and the trip, I wonder if there's going to be another trip now because exactly, they're going to have to kind of make up for the trip because that's a big part of a lot of the fights.
And
that's
this
where
way,
all this stuff happens.
Luann and Sonia can go.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I feel like one of them will
Good
be the one
point.
To plan it so that there's no way that anyone can be left out.
Good prediction.
Good.
There was
prediction.
A lot in the news, and I don't think it was. I hate to quote things that aren't or talk about things that aren't, in my opinion, super legit. Unless it's on TMZ, then I'm like, okay, I know Harvey did his homework. That guy does not say anything unless he has facts. But I was reading some stuff that Bethany was, some producers were not happy with the way Bethany's acting and how she's being on set or whatever. And I don't know. Let me know if you guys saw any of that too, because I read it and I was like, I feel like this is so fabricated and so fake. She's the OG. She runs that in a good way. And thanks to her, everything makes sense every time she's on the show. So, but I'd like to know what you guys think of that. If you did read anything like that, yeah. Tweet us and let us know. There are a lot of links if you just search Bethany's name. I just think people make things up sometimes. Because I don't know that how the show could go on without her, honestly.
But, can we also discuss the fact that Ramona cut the cake?
Oh, yeah.
I can't. And like, the protesting so about, rude. Like, and showing everyone all the clothes she had ready to go for the trip. Like, maybe talk about that on the side with Sonia. In front of everyone, you just looked so insensitive.
Who stuck their finger in cake at Heather Dubrow's thing?
I cannot.
Was it Gretchen's
remember.
Friend? Gretchen's friend. Gretchen's friend.
The drunk girl.
The brunette drunk girl. Gretchen brought a friend. Remember, she was drunk.
Was it Gretchen's
I don't remember.
At Heather yes, it was at Heather Dubrow. Let us know, guys. Please tweet us and let us know.
Okay.
It was at Heather Dubrow's and Terry Dubrow's
anniversary.
I just remember the yelling about it.
It was some the girl with the brown hair, and she was like wasted. And I think Gretchen took her, and she was like she put her face. So this has been a lot of Real Housewives.
Like a real Brandy, Glanville move.
Yeah, an interesting move on Ramona's end. But at least Ramona used a knife, so gotta give her credit for that, right?
I sure. mean, at a $10,000 event. And she cuts the cake herself.
It's there like, was no other cuts in that cake.
There was one, but maybe she had done it. Maybe
I think
they were only
she
showing the second
it.
Slice. And then someone's like, your friend is cutting the cake to Carol.
Who's
Carol
gonna cut it? The dog? I mean, who are we waiting for the groom and the bride to cut the cake?
Maybe they were gonna cut it for a photo op for
yes.
the Vanity Fair story.
Maybe.
I wonder if this ever went Vanity Fair. Let me Google it.
It was on page 6 where she cut the cake. I retweeted someone's
God.
Tweet about it. All right. Anyway, it was an interesting episode. You know,
can't win them all.
Not everyone can be as eventful yeah. as the first.
No.
And all the other ones that we've seen. So yeah. we'll take the low-key one without so much drama.
Exactly. Exactly. So want to get into some predictions for next week?
Sure.
All right.
There's our sound effect.
First, I missed the previews. I don't know what to
say. Well, we all missed,
yeah. Unfortunately, Bravo froze on us, so we're gonna actually really predict tonight without even having seen any of the upcoming scenes.
Okay, I predict more Bethany health stuff. I think she'll share a little bit more and be more. The shock will have worn off, and she'll be really upset over it.
Okay, I think that next week it's gonna be. Like Lindsay had said, it's going to be a new vacation that's now going to happen.
Perfect.
And I think Luann and Sonia are going to be the ones who create that. And they're going to be in charge of who gets invited.
That's my kind of
And they're going to invite everybody because they both, well, you know, they both want to talk to Bethany. Well, more so Sonia. Luann, I don't think she really cares. But.
And we didn't see Luann at all this episode.
Interesting.
So I think we're going to get a little bit more Luann-centric episode, which is probably why they had that special tonight airing after Housewives that was like before the Housewives, Luann
so
de Lesseps. So I feel like we're going to get a little bit more of Luann next week. Agree. They're going to start talking about planning another vacation for when Bethany is better so that they can all go and do this fun trip together. And I hope we get to see a little bit more about Jules and her juice. venture.
There you go.
I think next week's going to be the episode where Bethany's crying that she needs a living will.
Yeah.
So I think we're going to see that next week. And I think Ramona's still going to be upset that they're not going to Mexico. She bought a bathing suit and she's so clueless. She's going to say it right to Bethany.
Yeah.
Wow. That's my prediction.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I just think she's, you know, I don't think she means it. She just says what's on her mind. She doesn't know.
She doesn't realize it's so insensitive.
Yeah, she doesn't. Anyway, so thank you for tuning in. Let us know what you thought of the episode. You can tweet us. You can comment on YouTube. I'm Ashley Daniels. You can find me on Twitter. Periscope is Ashley Daniels. Twitter's Ashley Daniels. Instagram is Miss Ashley Daniels. Where can we find you?
Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. It's all Megan Stecher. I mean GanStecher.
And this is Lindsay here. You guys can find me on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at Lindsay Wagner. That's LindseyWegner. Or my blog, lindseywegner.blogspot.com. Thank you for the gorgeous flowers, Ashley.
Oh, you're welcome.
Happy birthday, Lindsay.
Oh, happy birthday, Lindsay.
Thanks, guys.
Fern Ronay, you can find me on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat at Fern Ronay.
Would you believe Lindsay's 75, guys? She looks incredible.
I celebrated my
over 24.
40-something anniversary of turning 28. So,
bye, guys. Thanks. See you next week.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz, see you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.